Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Hey, all right, friends, we've got the Justice family up. They're singing "There's Something About the Name of Jesus." Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen.
There is something about the name of Jesus that makes me want to say it again. There is something about the name of Jesus. Yes, something I can never explain. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, what a wonderful name. Fills me with a happy refrain. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus, my Jesus, that makes me want to say it again. About the name of Jesus that makes the demons tremble and flee. There is something about the name of Jesus that's drawing heaven nearer to me. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, what a wonder. Say it again. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, what a wonderful name. Fills me with a happy refrain. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus. Say it again. That makes me want to say it again.
Amen. All right, that's the Justice family. We've been looking this week at Job chapter number 1, and we're preaching on the subject, will you trust God when your world falls apart? Have you ever thought about that, friend? I mean, if everything that God's blessed you with, if God took it all away, would you still worship Him? Would you still magnify His holy name? We looked first of all at Job's great wealth, and we looked at Job's great walk, but today we're going to be looking at Job's great worship as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part number 3 of the message. The Word of God says that Job was basically 4 things. He was perfect, he was upright, and one that feared God. He eschewed evil. In other words, he shunned evil. When it came to evil, he was one that said, no, I'm not walking that way. I'm not going to that extreme. No, I don't want to offend my God. And so he'd step away. He would step away from those things. It was in the evil department. We obviously know this tonight, and I'm not trying to change the Word of God, but I'm trying to get you the idea. The Bible said in Romans that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't think that the word perfect here is referring to he is sinless. We know there's only one sinless, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think it's trying to get us to see his character. His walk was a walk of great integrity. His integrity was so sharp and so awesome that his wife mentioned it. He was a man of integrity. Over there in chapter number 2, look at verse number 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But his walk spoke of his love to God first. The reason why you've seen him be a great success was because of his integrity to God. His integrity with God was so close together. I'm telling you, his walk was so close with God. That's why God was blessing him, because he was walking so closely to God. God blesses those people who live close to him, who have fellowship with him, who have a constant communication with him. That's the people that God blesses. But his walk speaks of love that he has for God. But also his walk speaks for love that he has in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of bereavement, in the midst of sorrow. Can I just say there's a peace that Job seems to have after the kids are gone, after the barn is gone, after the cattle's gone, after the camels is gone, all of the things are gone. He's still got a steady, solid peace with God. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be. That's the one that's walking with God, friend, and not walking, my friend. Somebody said one time that a lot of these Christians are just fake. They're just putting on. That's all they're doing. They're just putting on. Can I tell you, those that you see go through suffering, those that you see go through pain and come out on the other side still praising God, that ain't fake, friend. That is an example of somebody who's walking with God. Peace in the middle of great testing. Not only do we see Job's great wealth and Job's great walk, but also, let me give you this third thought, Job's great worship. As we look at Job's worship, we've seen his blessings and Job's great integrity, but when it comes to worship, can I ask you tonight, would you still worship God if God took all of your blessings away? Would you still worship God? I was there this week and I looked at my family and I'm reading this text once again daily. I'm looking at it. Brother Ken, I'm looking across the room, my wife, and I'm thinking, if God took my wife, would I still worship him? If God took my children, would I still worship him? If God forbid something happened to my everything that I have, would I still worship him? At the end of the day, friend, I got to be honest with you, church. I don't know that I'm there yet. He's still working on me. I want to say yes. I'll be one of those that's still there. But I want to say that. But I don't know that I'm there yet. I don't know that. How many say I'm there, preacher? I'm going to be one of them. You know, it's easy to lose things when you're not in the middle of it. But boy, you get in the middle of it, and that's a different ballgame. That's what we do. And God takes one of our loved ones. What do we want to do? Well, the first thing we want to do is get angry. God, why did you do something like that? It's all right to get those things out. It's all right to talk to God like that. It's all right, amen, to question those type of things. But though at the end of the day, he's still God, amen. And God gave us, man, our family. And God gave us our things. And God gave us those things to enjoy, amen, and to have great blessings with. But I want you to know that if God gave them to us, he's got a right to take them back. And you got to know this. Listen, while you don't understand the whole mind of God, remember what we read over there in the book of Romans. Remember what we said, that all things work together for the good of those that love God, which are called according to his purpose. And while I don't understand it, and while it don't feel good, and while, yes, it's terrible, and you feel horrible, can I tell you, God is working something out according to his will, not your will. Now, I want you to look at verse number 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in all the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? What's he saying? He's saying this. He's saying the only reason why that Job loves you is because of what you've blessed him with. He's saying you take everything that you blessed him with and you take it away from him, he will curse you to your face. And God said, oh, is that right? Is that right? You think you, hey, big boy, You think that you're going to take his stuff And he's going to curse me? Okay, we'll see how well you end up on this deal. Look at verse number 10. So Satan's come up here. He said, the reason why that I can't attack Job is because you've got a boundary line set and I can't get to him. I can't attack his things. I can't. He said, you got this hedge about him. I can't get to him. Thank God. Amen. God knows how much of that hedge to let go. Amen. He knows when to close it off. Amen. Thank the Lord. To protect our relationship with him. Notice this, notice verse 10. Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance and increased the land. Hey, look here. You know what Satan was doing? Think about this. Satan was praising God for who he is, but he didn't know he was praising him. You have, God, you blessed him on this side. You blessed him on that side. You know what I think I'm seeing right there? I think I'm seeing a little jealousy in an old Satan, amen. He said, you blessed him on this side. You blessed him on that side. I can't get to him. You know why? Because he's the author of destruction. He can't stand it when you're prospering. He can't stand it when you're flourishing. Verse 11, but put forth thine hand now. Touch all that he hath, and he'll curse to thy face. The only reason that Job's worship used because you blessed him with these things and boy, all those things. But you take that stuff away, he's going to curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thine power. Only upon himself put not thine hand. So Satan went from the forth from the presence of the Lord, and then it happened. He got swiped by the devil. Trusting God when your world falls apart. One day, every single thing that God has blessed Job's life with, in one day, all of his work, all of his labor, all of his toil, all of his cares, all of those things, in one day, everything changed. Job was stripped of his wealth one after another. Four scared messengers reported 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, 3,000 camels were stolen in enemy raids, and 7,000 sheep were struck by lightning and killed, and all 10 of your children were killed in a windstorm. And Job is processing this event over the course of a 24-hour period. One thing after the next, after the next, after the next. Job is experiencing great devastation and great loss. And while Job, he's standing there, look, you've got the whole picture tonight. I've done read you the chapter. You know what's happening. You know why God's doing it. Job didn't know why. He was watching it all unfold. He was watching it all happen. He's standing there in the middle of it. I mean, one messenger after the next messenger is coming with bad news. And he's standing there, he's going, why is this happening? How can this be happening? We know at this point what's going on because we've read it. But Job didn't know these things, why that they were happening. And after hearing all of the stuff that's happened, instead of flying mad, listen to me close, instead of flying mad, instead of stomping around, instead of slamming doors, instead of breaking things, we find just the opposite. Look at verse number 20. Job arose and rent his mantle, and he shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. Notice this right here. And worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Oh, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.